unapologetic flow. The live podcast team ready for the show. Yeah. Live, baby. Yep, episode 67, season 5. We keep it all the way live. Yep. Episode 67. We keep it all the way live. Yeah. That's for sure, though. Unapologetic with the live shit. We coming with these folks. We like, damn, y'all podcasting just like that. You be the ones. Get your ass mad, because that's just that. Matter of fact, we about to have pockets way more fat. You know, real obese, yeah. Della Reese, you shot my pinky too off. You charging the girls. Feel me, beast? Yeah, nigga. Yeah.
Hey, yo, it's that boy Sean Poe, and all I wanna know is you in charge of the girls? Is you building a squirrel? Is you rolling? Oh, I got diamonds and pearls, and a brother like me have traveled the world. And you know I got thousands of girls, yeah. But you know I never let it slip up. I never let it slack up. A nigga like me is about to mac up and never back up. That nigga Sean Poe, I gotta let you know.
Yeah.
I'm coming straight from the Lake Show 1-4.
Whoa.
From the Cleveland, from the land O-H-I-O.
Whoa.
And we getting high in the middle. Brother like me, I'm playing like a fiddle.
Uh-huh.
I'm jumping on it like a rabbit. You know I got to have it. My man Ron had to stab it. Peace out to the young bruh. Hope you get out soon. You know we with you, bruh.
Yeah.
And all my bruhs doing my time.
Yep.
Fast. You know we down with you. We down.
Oh, yes, baby. Yeah. Turn that down a little bit real quick.
Hey, man.
The real life song sounds so team, but the 88 came with one of those ones, man. That was right there for you, Woo.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, that was for y'all. Yeah, y'all got that nice little situation there, reservation going on in Vegas.
Yeah, my bros uptown, D.C.
Yeah. I'm fucking Wu-Tang tough, man. Yeah, but this, all of it. But yeah. I'm Live Ty Handles. Host of the Real Live Talk podcast platform radio show.
He the live, Sean.
You know, we here with the What Up, Why Is That Wednesday Night situation. You know what I mean?
Sound click in the house.
Man, that was greatness, man. What you just fucking played in my ears, man.
I told you I could do this.
Eargasm.
Like, listen.
Man, all the old dopeness, man. My man does it. We're going to get a lot of y'all on that.
I made some too, but I'm playing later. I gotta fix it.
We gonna end the episode with it. Yeah, you gotta fix it. Okay.
I gotta fix it.
Well, we're gonna be real brief on this one here, y'all. We ain't gonna drag this out. I wanna make sure this before 12 a.m. gets here. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
to keep
the situation, yeah. You know what I mean? But
we wanna talk to the culture for a minute.
Yeah. Cause I told y'all part two was, well, I didn't tell y'all, but I did a part one on the episode I just did, you know.
And what exactly is the culture?
I was speaking on, you know, the, like everybody. First of all praises due to the Most High.
To the universe.
We keeping it the most alive.
Oh, sorry about that.
It's all good.
Wait, that ain't. What's that on?
What you talking about?
Is that still on there?
I ain't playing nothing.
No, I ain't either. We all.
Welcome.
We ain't got no background joints.
Oh, damn. That's my headphones. All I'm tripping.
Yeah.
Oh,
see what I'm saying? Whoa.
Sorry about that.
Mr. 88 plugged in like
speaking
you,
of which,
y'all.
Speaking of which, before we get into this topic real quick, first of all, shout out to the Real Live Talk families and supporters.
You know what I mean? Thank
you. You know what I mean? Thank you, all the live flags. Appreciate you.
Throw them flags up, y'all.
But we have a celebration right here. Brethren 88 Keys.
Yes, sir.
Just locked down.
Yes, sir.
The venue. For his. You're my queen.
not the queen of
peace. Yeah, he just locked down the venue.
I might make a mix for that motherfucker.
Yes, they just went there. We're going to have nights over Egypt.
I'm probably just going to play it at the reception.
We're going to have nights over Egypt with it. We're going to have You My Queen to Be. We're going to have Love Me Sexy by Jackie Moon. We're going to have it all.
You know what I'm saying? Tommy Dog, all that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
They just locked down the venue to make it all the way official.
You know what I'm saying? My man about to be a happy man, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
And me and Brethren Sean Poe are this man's best man.
Yeah, man. Because
you can't have the livest team. You know, ain't the dark-skinned twins. Yeah, got my man's right here.
You know what I'm saying? We living that batch life. We got his back, though, you know?
Yeah, we got your back.
So all you brothers out there, man, y'all got somebody that's, your brother is next to you.
We want
to
see this go down good. I ain't seen a lot of couples make me smile.
Support that, man. Y'all be down with that.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And make sure that shit goes through, man.
I'm trying my hardest to, you know, not be in my little crazy-ass ways when it comes to, but I am more of a harem guy. But whatever.
Yeah. But we all recognize it.
I think I found my kryptonite. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, moving forward, that was the celebration. We wanted to give real life right, salute.
Yep, yeah.
Brother 88.
Yep.
Queen, you know what I mean? Queen, baby sis, Lobster Rita. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all the way live, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's why I'm coming to y'all live tonight because I locked up the venue.
Yeah,
let them know. Something out in the box tonight.
Yeah.
Big black bottles popping, y'all. Mm-hmm. You know what it is, man.
See, when you reassure your partner with actions.
That it's real.
That it's real, the actions all the way follow it too.
Uh-huh.
It's a whole different energy and flow. So I salute. You know, what's going on with that?
And it's about each one of them showing each other what they want to see.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When they see it, they fulfill it. That fulfillment is a beautiful thing.
Yes, indeed, y'all.
You might just get married. You never know.
Yeah. You might just. And you might be. And you might be.
You know?
So, real life salute to that situation there.
Yeah,
they always say hopeless. I'm a hopeful one. You know, I'm a real live legit romantic. I'm a hopeful one. I ain't on that hopeless romantic shit. I don't love hard no more. I don't do none of that shit, man. So this is a real life situation right here. You know what I mean? But I do believe in what I believe in.
Most of the folks who hold back a little bit usually are. That's the reason why they hold back. Because, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm going to tell you some personal shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to, you know, like, I can't just be giving all the shit that I got offered to just anybody.
This is coming from somebody that has Osama in his arsenal.
So I'm going to rat you out.
He got Osama in his.
And when we say Osama, what I mean is, my kids' mom, you know who you are. People who know me, y'all know who she is. You know what I'm saying? Y'all probably still wondering why the fuck we ain't sleeping together no more. Because the nigga be asking me all the time why I'm not hitting that no more. Because that's not what it's about. No
it ain't about that.
You know
that.
What I'm saying? Ain't been bothered about that.
This is coming from here. On me, you have nothing to interrupt my brother. But hey, I got the TDH team.
Man, you look at it and be like, damn.
If you know what TDH is, you've been following me. You my day ones. Y'all should know what TDH is by now. TPH, TDH.
He got the people with the facts.
Yeah, I got them ones. I got the traumatized dick hounds for real, man. They will change your shit up. Because they will make you think.
But I don't even see all that.
Yes, is that? My man's for real. When he said that Osama shit,
I don't even.
I cried laughing.
When she called, that name come up, and the reason why I put that name in there, because when I talked to her for a long time, it felt like I was talking to a terrorist.
Damn.
I was negotiating pay drop.
We don't negotiate with terrorists.
And pickups with kids. Exactly. Know what I'm saying? I'm meeting in secret locations, making drop offs and shit.
Secret locations.
And, you know what I'm saying? And motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? You look. What terrorists do? They hold ransom.
and they
demand money, don't they?
Yeah.
She was holding ransom and demanding money.
Well, damn, I guess I got the Osama, too.
She was Osama.
I probably got a couple Osamas, too. That's what y'all do, huh?
She was Osama. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck she wanted to call me at the time, that's who I was.
Oh, shit.
And that's just who the fuck she was.
Hey, they be mad when they hear the nicknames. They be mad as fuck when they hear the nicknames we have for them versus vice versa.
Yeah, because I understand I got a nickname. They do. I understand him downstairs. I understand that.
Hey, look.
But you got to understand, though, when you look in that phone, you might Yeah, that's your name.
All it is.
Nice over Egypt.
Hey, I bit the bullet. Bite it.
Over Egypt.
Bite it, goddammit.
Yes, anyway.
Egypt. He was the king. She was the queen. Man, look, man, y'all better get hit, man.
Hey, look, speaking of he king, she was the queen, boom, the royal couple I put out yesterday. The whole thing. Mm-hmm. Cash is king, communication is queen. Check that episode out. Yeah, I went there. Brethren, we gonna talk about that in a minute. But let's go ahead and get into what the topic is here. Oh, earlier.
The culture.
Earlier, episode 66, I spoke about the rap beefs that's going on. Real deep right now with the Drake, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Rick Ross involved, Future, 21 Savage. Damn, you got Quavo and fucking Chris Brown going at it. You got.
I ain't gonna lie, Chris Brown might have had the hardest diss I'd have heard
in a long damn time.
Besides the one Kendrick, it's like two Kendrick that was like super mean. But on top of that, Chris Brown is like.
Chris Brown's mom told him to smile more, and that's the only reason he sings versus raps. Man. He originally was gonna be a rapper. And you can tell by how he be sitting on these beats.
And you can tell.
A lot of folks be.
I was about to say, Chris Brown ain't no punk
artist. Cause Quavo,
exactly.
Because Quavo he's came got a bad back. Rep. But
that bad rap shit, if get really, yeah, it travels and follow you.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
PSA, y'all. Let the boy live, man.
Come on now, y'all.
15 years ago, man.
And damn, yeah, he's had some situations, but come on now. Let's not do this. Let's not do this. Damn, he's not involved in the sex trafficking shit, y'all. You know, let's go there.
They basically ruined him over there.
Yeah, let's go there. We know who it is. And we know who they is, air quotes up.
And that's why the whole thing with the whole, this new thing that's going on with Kendrick and Drake is a little more interesting to me. And I'm glad that Ty had brought it up. You know what I'm saying? We was able to talk about it.
Let's talk about this, y'all. Real life talk about this.
I think it's a little deeper than.
Did y'all?
No, I believe Kendrick wants everybody to know that he can out-rap this motherfucker.
Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
He been wanting to know that for the past like 5 years. But on top of that, though, I think it's a cultural thing going on, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think I want to. Anybody out there that's 30 plus, I want y'all to think back when BET still had. The fucking world premiere Tuesdays.
Ooh.
You know, because, you know, albums came out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. They still do.
Still had Rap City in the Basement. Still had.
And they had.
106 in Park. Still
they
had.
They had the 50 Cent versus Kanye.
He challenged Kanye. Yeah. Knowing that he ain't have the backing that Kanye got.
No, you know what it is, though?
He wasn't scared.
It was a stance. It was a mark made at that time. That we was going to either take this music or this music. And whoever won, they got a chance to dictate how the next era would go. And if y'all don't remember, Kanye won that thing.
Kanye won that thing.
And we just now getting off of 808s and Heartbreaks.
Oh.
So whoever wins this one, this will determine how the next artist will approach their music. You know what I'm saying? If Drake wins and he overrides Kendrick, then we'll get a whole lot more God's Plan. We'll get a lot more Tootsie Slides. We'll get a lot more
shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, fuck.
I'm sorry, that's what.
We'll get a lot more of that shit.
Tootsie
Real shit. And I want y'all to understand this is what I'm saying. Remember I said it.
Mm.
We're gonna get a lot more of that shit. Mm. If Kendrick overrides Drake, then we might see.
What is supposed to be the case?
We might see a Schoolboy Q album go number 5. We might get another Lox album because they will realize that people will actually want to hear what they got to say.
We'll get artists like Edo. We'll get artists like Edo, Wrong Streets, Boldy James, Planet Asia. My boy, the Mussolini, 38 Spence, Ransom, Shade Noir, Armani Caesar.
Currency might just go mainstream.
Jai Black. Yeah, Perfect. I went there. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We get Flea Lord. Yeah.
Big Crit. Mike finally stepped into the position that he supposed to have been stepped into.
Yeah, that kind of shit. Boosie would get more respect than he already getting.
It's
just, you said currency. Good one to bring up.
Yeah.
Yes. Good one to bring up.
Royce the 5'9" might do another project, and he might bring his two little Detroit dudes who really got rhymes with him.
Yeah, guys like Mickey Diamonds.
Instead of just featuring them, he might let them go ahead. He might go ahead and fund the project because he realized things want to get moving. You know,
artists like R.J. Payne and P.A. Dre, producers like P.A. Dre will get their respects and V-Dons of the world.
And I'm not saying it's still not going to be any more Drakes and things like that out here, but I'm saying it's going to be more of a choice of these other things. So it's more than a, it's a little deeper than rap, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because if y'all just look at the base level of it, Kendrick represents one thing, and Drake represents another. And you got pretty much the most successful rapper against pretty much the most skilled rapper. You got the most, I guess you could say, popular black artist versus the more cultural black artist.
Unpopular black artist.
No, cultural.
Yeah, you're right.
Because Kendrick is all about the culture.
Kendrick.
Even his diss songs is on culture.
Hey, look, let's go ahead and name. I'm so glad you brought that up.
And it's
let's go ahead and name a fact.
It's a difference between being ethnically black and being ethnically, culturally black. Because when you're culturally black.
You're charging your phone up, charge your joint up.
When you're culturally black, that means that things that happen in this black culture, you done went through. That means sometime in your life, when the street lights went off, you heard whatever your name was. With me, it was Sean. It was Sean!
In the refrigerator?
And you had to run your ass to the house.
What happened to the middle lights he was in?
But the whatchamacallits in there too, though.
Oh, these are my
bellows.
What happened to them
in the mic, huh?
They in there, too.
Where they at?
Y'all
finished. Anyway. Yeah, I'm like, well, you was in there. Yeah. Like, our fault, real quick.
Yeah,
we just having a little inventory meeting. Family meeting.
You know, like, ethnically black, being black skin. I know a lot of motherfuckers is black skin. I went to one public school my whole life, folks.
But, hold on.
But I know a lot of dudes who went to campus schools, like I did, mainly white schools, but we were culturally black in there. You know what I'm saying? It was other brothers who was in there who was black, but they weren't culturally black. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you need to take a real good look outside. Or maybe inside.
I got a question. Because I stated in episode 66 that I don't have a dog in this race. I want to hear good music. I respect all the artists that want to throw their name in the hat and talk some shit.
Me too.
But I have a question. When, y'all...
I got to respect Drake.
But when has Drake made any song attached to his arsenal that brought and shed light to some shit that's a serious situation? I ask that because Kendrick Lamar has a song called No Makeup. And it's shedding light on what a lot of women go through. They're hiding that abuse and using makeup to cover up their scars, black eyes.
That's on the Mr. Morale.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying, though?
But on The Damn, it was like two other songs he had.
But you,
he's a culturally based artist.
Drake doesn't have anything in his arsenal. All he is a tender dick ass artist, along with some of the individuals that's coming for him.
For the more weaker stomach, I'll say that he's just more for the popular base.
Fuck all them. Right? I'm saying that. You know what makes me y'all? The popular base. Y'all popular base loving motherfuckers. Y'all kill me. Because y'all base y'all whole facade of your own selves on listening to somebody else. You think you're part of the
without really looking at the
just
person.
Because you can say, oh, I listen to this, I listen to who I listen to. Anybody that's been in this, in the live black room, in the live palace, whatever, you say what you want to say about me, but I have my fucking rotation of music. I would play all day. I do y'all services and favors letting y'all play some shit that I don't normally play in my shit. That ratchet fucking sound, I'll give it to you. I don't fuck with that. I like the Shane Noirs of the world. I like Queen Latifah's. I like motherfucking, you know, Muhammad Diaz. I like Ma Barkers. You know what I mean? I like Eves. You know, I like real live female spinners. I like the 38 specials of the world. I like Barker. Ransoms of the world. I like Edo's. I already named my list. I don't listen to that shit that y'all be on. But I still fuck with the classics. The Locks Out Here. You know what I mean? It's a classic right now. It's actually doing something legit.
Oh, well, you know, Nas still dropping.
Who?
Nas.
Yep, Nas.
You know what I'm saying? Nas.
He doing the right thing.
You know what I'm saying?
But a lot of you Southern rappers that fell off. Y'all getting exposed. Yeah. Y'all caught up in some shit. Jeezy, yeah, he caught up right now.
Yeah, he
caught putting his hands on Asian Child. Yeah, problem.
No, I ain't gonna lie, man. No, the nigga I fuck with down south is Sauce Walker.
Yo, Gotti. Sauce Walker's my nigga.
I fuck with Sauce.
But you know what? That goes to what I was saying in the previous episode. A lot of the rap artists I like now are independent.
Yeah.
Independent.
Yeah.
Kanye, Conway the Machine individuals. The Benny the Butchers.
Yeah.
They might collab with some of the major labels that I kind of look sideways and suspect at, but for the most part, they got their own situation going on. BSF.
And most of the catalog is mainly independent.
Drumworks.
No, you know what? And one dude I got to... I got to give respect to him because he ain't signed the deal since he been with 300 and he's serious about it. And he literally is...
Who is that?
The one nigga that people don't talk about who is... Like when you talk about the top three streaming hip-hop artists...
Talk to him.
NBA Youngboy. Not true enough, I'm not all the way down with his agenda, but the one thing I can say about him, though, when he realized how them folks was getting over on him.
Oh, he went there. He went all the way independent.
He went all the way there.
I have to respect him for that.
He sued him, and he went to Floyd, got some lawyers. He did what he had to do, and he still is the top three streaming artists in hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? And it's all independent. You know what I'm saying? So
independent.
I got to give props to him. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully the brother will learn some things. Not saying it because evidently he know a lot.
That's why I got to give... That's why.
But it's some other things that he needed to learn.
That's why I give props to West Side Gunn and what he did.
Oh, yeah.
With the whole situation. That Griselda situation.
When he first started, he was kind of like NBA.
The Trust Movement. They got some of the slip-on artists out here. That's dope as fuck.
And Gunna got to his share of things, you know what I'm saying?
R.J. Payne and the educated ignorant movement that he got going on. What? It's some folks out here that really got some shit going on the independent level.
So, you know, it's a difference between being...
Flea Mob, Flea Lord. They're Flea Mob. Oh, man, goodness, what?
Man, yo, that's a whole other movement that, like... Like I'm saying, look, during... The shift is how this goes. And here goes some things that some of you guys probably don't know, that both of these guys are under the UMG label.
Oh.
It's just that Drake is, I'm not going to say his name, but he's under a certain guy at UMG, and Kendrick is not.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Right now, I guarantee you, within a week, you're going to hear some folks talking about, because trust me, he's hurting the legacy, right, y'all? Within a week, I give it a week, some people from UMG are going to try to ask Kendrick to do something. Take something down, a pop, something. You know what I'm saying? Trust me, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because they are actually under the same umbrella. It's just that Drake is afforded the luxury of rolling with a certain executive group in UMG. Mm. I'm not going to say any names. Mm. Y'all do the research yourself. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, trust me, this has a lot to do with how music is going to be distributed, how music is going to be made. the beat makers is gonna get picked, the type of songs that's gonna be on the radio, who's gonna sing the songs. This is all very a big part of it. You know what I'm saying? And then when you see guys like Diddy taking a fall, and trust me, when he goes down, he's a big fish.
And other big they're going for other big fish too.
Yeah.
That was a real light shine.
And dudes like Drake, Kendrick, Cole, Sean, they see the tower tumbling. They know that the people who are still at the top of that motherfucker, meaning that the tower tumbles and they're still standing there, which means they're evidently, yeah, you know what that means. The tower tumbles and there's still somebody standing up there. You know what I'm saying? Who could bring you up there?
Real quick, y'all. Have y'all... Okay, y'all heard the Family Matters situation with Drake. Have y'all heard they not like us? Like Kendrick?
No.
Respond? Have y'all heard that?
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness.
Have y'all heard that?
And he dropped it an hour after.
And the LA Dodgers is using it already, y'all.
The cover art is something sick.
Come on, now. The stuff cover, like that.
The cover art is actually Drake's house with sex offender arrows on it. Things that you see on Google.
Come on now.
So like these brothers is really like this is really cultural, all right?
Like are y'all hearing?
Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear? Oh, okay. Uh-oh. We might get joined. This might be all the way in the universe making right here. Yeah. We might about to get joined when Leia Renee making her appearance. Oh snap.
That, oh, that'd be sweet.
Oh, shit, y'all. Remember?
Another head to hop in here.
Yeah, this is all the way cool. But yeah, that's pretty much what I wanted to, you know,
I mean, you know,
speak on real quick.
When I say cultural, y'all, I just want y'all to understand that, like, okay, I ain't talking about the fact that the brother from Canada, and I ain't hating on Drake, because the brother really could rhyme, and I got to give him props for stepping up to the challenge every time somebody challenged, because
Jay told them folks was going to come after him.
Because he got the crown.
And Jay was, like, sending subliminal messages at him, too.
Because
jealousy is a motherfucker.
Because he understood where that position was about to go.
I think it's been good.
Track record.
I think the series been good. It's kind of like the Clippers and the Mavs.
No
way. I think it's going seven. That's my honest opinion. Yeah. It's going seven.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Drake fighting back.
Yeah. You can't cut. Yo, look, that's what I'm saying.
It ain't
like,
no sweep.
I got to get Drake props because that yellow motherfucker, he respond.
Yeah, he said yellow motherfucker.
Now, like, Pusha T, he did him, but he didn't run away from it. Until he couldn't take it no more. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, he gonna squad for his crown. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
Now, only thing is, Kendrick is the dude, unlike Pusha, who got the rhymes. And he actually got the culture right now.
And the dry ass.
Pusha had the culture and can still tap into it, but Kendrick has the culture, so he could drop whatever the fuck he want to.
It's a lot of folks that do. You know, a lot of the artists I name, they developed a code, a way of speaking on going against the folks that set policies and the fucking.
You're right, because West Side Gun,
come on now.
And his movement definitely got the culture.
He's always been in the culture
for like about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, he's always been in nominations of Best Album of the Year, and this is somebody that didn't want to rap.
Yeah.
Let's go there. But yeah, we about to go ahead and shut it down.
How about Conway, who got shot in the mouth, and he supposed to be able to rap? And probably got the best lyrics I've heard
in
2021.
Conway remind me of
Until
me.
Until Nas how I'll be came about out.
Beats. Conway remind me of me how I'll be about beats. Give me the beat. Just give it to me.
Just give it to me. I'm going to beat it up. Ransom, give it to me.
I'm going to beat it up. I can name the artist that just beat up the beat.
And I love watching folks freestyle when I watch them. Because I could look at them and I could tell. And you could tell when you watch somebody rhyming, they believe what they're saying. And yeah.
I'm one of the ones.
Conway one of them ones. Yeah.
Not only believe, I ain't hyping myself up.
And I'm telling you some shit. That's why he reminded of you.
I'm live. Ty handles for a reason. You can Google live handles, TKO live, live wire the great. You can find me.
And we for the culture, y'all. We for the culture.
Man. But yeah, we about to shut it down. We about to shut it down. 88 over here creating. So that's why he ain't really chimed in.
For the best of the
that's
culture,
why he ain't
y'all.
chimed in all the way for real. But we about to go ahead and get set up just in case. We get the motherfucking visit, and we have a real live team going on that we already got going on, but the addition that is important to the situation. So I just wanted to be responsible, get this episode in before midnight strikes, and keep it all the way live and hype.
You
go to
the outro with the woo or not?
I took them out the box.
Yeah,
do
what you, yeah.
That's what
do
I did.
Do it with the woo.
I took
them.
Do it
with the woo
or
without
the woo. I took the beers out the box.
Did we play the beat by itself? Yeah, we did. So yeah, but we can do the one with the woo.
Oh, that woo be the front.
Real quick, hold on real quick before we go into it. Real live salute. Live for his signing out. The live team. South Home team signing off.
Yep.
Y'all keep your head up like your nose is bleeding. For be sure. Sucker free if you know how to be. We about to vibe out.
Hey, yo.
We about to vibe out real quick. We'll holler at y'all
so
in a minute.
Great,
yo. Go ahead, 88. Yeah, 88 the great. Musical genius.
Let y'all know why 88 is so great.
Yo. Give it to him.
In the land with your own blood, brother, still plot for yours. Seeing things that'll drop your jaw. My soldiers got dropped in war. See the mural on the project wall. Won't stop till I cop them all. Wanna block me, you got to brawl. Trade shots and all. Cause I ain't on the clock to talk. The spot rusher, blow down the spot for sure.
Man.
On me sleep with the safe in the wall, a camo's on with the makeup and all. Slot 645, Swiss Reaper in the flicks, pop your warty ride, bolt this gun off, I know your horse, she lied, fly, cry, Syria, bury me in Africa with whips and spears and rough diamonds out of Syria, true dog, only I could do wrong, rock fitted hats, get crack money and drive a sick blue joint with Thomas, I'ma blow regardless, resume is straight up live, I shank nuts up for larger reasons, speak with the youth in the spot, eat the fresh fruit in the crop, all these hip hoppers he got, you can see me in the street on the yacht. I'd rather be promoting your block or buying fresh sneakers with blocks. You're a real dude, always been a real dude. Don't fuck around, I will spill on you and kill you in the field, bro.
All right. All right, y'all. All right. Yeah. That's all we gonna give you on that, y'all. That's all we gonna give y'all. Live out.